That's all I need to know about you.
That's
all I need to know about you. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. When it's your first day in a new office and you park in somebody's parking spot.
Oh, wow, sending a message right now through the radio. I mean, you're just, I told you to wait one day. I mean, you asked me and I told you. And I told you I would take care of it.
I don't want to sound obnoxious, but you know.
But instead you'll go with petty and it fits well, right? I mean, no, I totally get it. You know me.
Oh, that's all I need to know about you. No, I mean, we welcome you with open arms to our building.
Right.
But just don't park in my parking spot. It's my parking spot. I've been parking there for 5 years.
All right. Congratulations. It's going to be fine. That person doesn't even wake up early. All right. It's a special day. It's the first day.
Here's the thing.
Just trying to figure it out.
It's always an awkward thing because, you know, you're very protective of your space.
Right. But it is petty. And you don't want to sound petty.
But I am.
But we are.
Right.
We all are as human beings, right? We're all animals.
I've realized that with my friends lately. For some reason, my friends are having massive desk issues lately.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Where, like, people are leaving things on their desk at work or their desks have been moved by management and they're not happy with
Never bothered them before, but wait a minute.
Two of them. I mean, it's all I've been hearing about for the last 3 days is the desk, like, drama. And I think that when it comes to things that you're possessive of at work, you don't think of it as important. But when somebody infringes on that, it all of a sudden becomes a big deal.
But it feels good to be petty from time to time, too, and get the result that you're looking for. Like, to just go, well, I know it's no big deal, but it's a big deal. And so thank you for observing the fact that it's a big deal for me. So that feels good to get your way.
That's fine. I have my soccer cones, so I'll just bring them from now on.
You're prepared to do all sorts of things to get that parking space back.
I was going to say, is it going to be somebody like, oh, somebody just parked there. I'm going to park there tomorrow.
No.
You got to get her early.
That person isn't even wake up that early.
No, all right. That's
you're
all
gonna,
I
you're
need
gonna
to
be
know
fine.
About you. Just,
all right.
I mean, it just seemed very presumptuous that you would just park in my parking spot, but it's no big deal.
Here's one for you. If you return your leftover holiday candy instead of eating every single piece of it, that's all I need to know
I'm
about you.
I'm doing this.
Stay committed.
No.
Anna Zapp, stay committed to the greater good and eat that candy.
Can we talk about
what
about
the candy industry?
Yeah. Okay. So I, you know, we have a lot of trick-or-treaters on our street.
Right.
I have 60 pounds of candy.
Yep.
60 pounds.
And now they're talking about downpours.
Right. And if it's downpouring and it's going to rain and I'm not going to get rid of that candy, what am I going to do with that candy? Return it to Costco. Return Christmas trees to Costco.
No, I know you can return it. No, you can return it, but I'm just saying it's morally wrong.
So
all right?
If I bring you 50 pounds of candy, you'll plow through that?
Here's the thing.
You'll die.
Alicia already told me. She's like, we're not opening all the candy. I was like, what kind of place is this? Immediately she said it.
This is America.
Like, right. I was like, this is a terrible idea. And she's like, because we're going to return it if we don't get anybody because of the rain. And I'm like, this is terrible. I was like, we won't be returning the wine you bought for the moms.
Right.
She's like, well, that won't go to waste. I'm like, none of it will.
If you're the person that watches a TV show out of order, that's all I need to know about you.
Oh. Watch an episode without me, Michelle. So mad.
Yeah, that is a betrayal when your significant other does that. At the same time, certain shows you can do it, but other shows you cannot do it.
Yeah. Trying to watch that 90 Day Fiance. It's just a train wreck of a show.
I'm sure you can't get
just
caught up on that.
Oh, God, it's just a train wreck.
Is that Middletown lady still on there?
She is.
She won't answer my texts.
I can't imagine why.
We know the same people. Come on.
She's got bigger problems right now.
I guess so.
1-800-330-9999. You just got to fill in the blank. If you're blank, that's all I need to know about you. Last year, I was setting up for my Halloween party on Halloween, and as I was putting out the tables and the chairs and setting up the pop-up tent, I heard a little voice from in front of my house, trick or treat!
Okay, nice. That's good. Yeah. Festive and exciting.
Yeah, but it was 2:30 in the afternoon.
What?
Yeah, Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. And it was a child with their mom, you know, we have a very busy Halloween street.
So they're just trying to get out in front of things. I hate getting bogged down.
Yeah, so of course I'm like, oh my gosh, yes, just give me a minute. And then I ran inside to go get the candy. And they were patient. They waited on my doorstep while I went and got it. But I was thinking, that's a little bit early for trick-or-treating.
I think that they probably have to be patient. They have to understand that some houses are going to be closed at that point, right?
They're not open for candy-giving business.
Right. Maybe mom had to work later. Maybe there's only one parent, right? They got to get that kid out early because then they also want to do the door. Who knows?
I know. But, like, if somebody does that to your door, do you give them candy or do you just ignore it because you assume it's somebody just trying to sell something or FedEx?
I'm like that old man who forgot that Halloween happened.
Oh,
so
good.
Either I'll give them candy, right, you know, because it's set up in some area because usually my wife hides that stuff from me until it comes out at the last minute. It's like an unveiling.
Adult child.
But I'll give them something else to compensate, to feel better. So, like, you know, if I, same thing.
A high five?
I'd be setting up, too, so the garage would be open. So maybe, like, a hand tool.
Oh, good.
You know what I mean?
Here's like an Allen wrench, kid.
Here we go there, kid. Here's a jack stand for you. All right, enjoy that. That'll work great under up to a 3-ton vehicle.
You want some ramps?
I mean, give a guy a jack stand, all right? Changes oil for life.
But I just,
what's that expression about a fish?
If you, give a fishing pole, whatever. We don't know.
Give a guy a fish, you feed him. Teach him to fish, you feed him for life.
Okay, good.
Here's a jack stand, kid.
Yeah.
Enjoy it.
But it got me wondering, like, what time does trick-or-treating really start?
What do you think?
I don't know.
Does it have to be dark? I guess that's the general question, right? Because most people go when they're home from work. That's just going to be the bulk of people, obviously. So that's right around 5:30.
Well,
though,
here's the thing. I asked on our Facebook page over the weekend, and the answers were all over. So Ann says 4 o'clock. 4 o'clock is when kids start going out.
Wow.
4 o'clock seems early. A little bit. I don't know. But maybe because if you have small children, that kind of makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Richard wrote 50.
You're missing out on a lot of houses, though, right? Nobody's out and ready for you at that point. Go ahead. What's Richard says?
15 minutes before sundown. And that seems like a lot of calculations.
That is. Yeah, that puts you at right around 5:30. I just went to my phone right now. It says sunset's going to be at 5:51.
So 5:51 minus 15.
So right around
15,
there.
51 minus. So
I mean, it's an iPhone, so you know the weather stinks on it, and it's not going to be exact. So it's going to be right around there. Right, 5:30, 5:40. I think it has to be dark. Mm.
It's got to be dark.
You think?
Like, no. I feel like it should be. It's got to at least be a solid dusk, and you got to be a little tiny kid, solid dusk. If you're anything over the age of, like, 13, it's got to be dark.
Elena wrote 6 o'clock because people need time to get home from work and be there to answer the door. Like,
right.
That makes sense.
And get your kids out the door. Turn on your scary lights. Mm. You know, activate your zombie animatronics and stuff like that. I mean, you need time.
1-800-330-9999. What time do you think trick-or-treating starts? Last year when I was setting up for my Halloween party, you know, I was putting out the folding tables and everything. 2:30, a mom and her son dressed up in their costume showed up at my door and they're like, trick-or-treat. I was like, oh! I was completely caught off guard. I mean, they had to wait while I went and got the candy. But it got us thinking, like, what time does trick-or-treating start? Is it just all day long? If somebody's home, you just go to their door?
You know, we want people to have the freedom of choice, except for when it actually affects us.
Right. 1-800-330-9999. Santa and Raven, what time does trick-or-treating start?
It should start at 5:30 and be done by 8 o'clock.
5:30 to 8 o'clock.
That's precise.
Yeah, you've got a time limit on this whole thing. What happens at 8 o'clock that we have to move on from trick-or-treating?
8 o'clock, the door is locked and closed, the lights are off, and you start watching your primetime TV.
I was going to say, Mom doesn't want to miss your shows. That's exactly what I thought was going on there.
I mean, my kids are grown, and that was always the thing. Chicken nuggets when they got home from school, and 5:30 they were out, 8 o'clock they were back.
But my daughter, the baby, goes to sleep at like 5:50. It doesn't really give her much time to make the rounds in the neighborhood. Is it different for the little kids?
I don't know. I mean, you're carrying the kid. The kid is an extension for you. For all intents and purposes, your baby is a wart on your hip.
Okay. 1-800-330-9999. What time do you think trick-or-treating actually should start? And according to this woman, end. It had never happened before, but last year it was 2:30 in the afternoon on Halloween. I was setting up for the party, putting out the chairs and the folding tables. And a little trick-or-treater came with their mom, 2:30 in the afternoon. And I was like, oh, I was so taken by surprise. I had to run in, go find the candy. And they waited. They were nice. But then I was like, wait a minute. That's a little early to go trick-or-treating.
I had some people. I had a friend who he was at work and his wife was home the other day and teenagers knocked on her door the other day. Now, we're not sure if they were actual psychopaths trying to lure her out of the house because they both rang the doorbell and then stood under the light so they could be seen, but their faces were covered.
Oh.
But they could have been trick-or-treating.
They could have. Star 99.9 at Santa and Raven. We asked over the weekend on our Facebook page trying to gauge what you think. It's all over. Everywhere from 4 o'clock to 7 o'clock. That's where people think that it should start, which is crazy because that's a 3-hour span difference, right?
Well, you got to be ready the whole time. It's like going to work that day, really. It's your job to deliver for your kids in the neighborhood.
Yeah, 1-800-330-9999. What time do you think trick-or-treating starts? Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
Okay, it's never too early. It's like when like 18-year-olds come at 9 o'clock at night. That's when you want to shut off the lights.
Okay, so you're saying that the older the kid gets, the taller this person actually is, the earlier they need to stop because they're actually terrifying people.
Yeah, and they come with no costume half the time. I mean, we give out seasonal beers to the dads, wines to the moms. coffee with Sambuca. We love to give stuff out on Halloween night, but not to 18-year-olds at 9:30. No, thank you.
Mm. Yeah, no, it's true. I see where you're coming from. I do the whole thing, too, where we have, like, a bar set up in our front yard. But when you start cleaning up and you're breaking down and all of a sudden these kids show up.
No stragglers.
Oh.
No stragglers. Get out of here, kid.
Listen,
unless you're helping me carry in these folding tables, I don't want to see you.
Yeah.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What time does trick-or-treating start?
Okay, so here's my perspective. I grew up in, like, a typical suburban neighborhood, and we would go out at sundown, and we'd stay out until, like, all hours of the night. My husband is from California, and he said we didn't go out until, like, you could see the porch lights. But now we live in a neighborhood that's really hilly, and as soon as it's dark, we got no trick-or-treaters. So I honestly think it just depends on where you live and how accessible houses can be.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Right, because in the hilly location, when it gets dark, people are afraid of you guys taking them out like bowling pins.
Well, I think that in the... I was formerly a fat child, and I think if I saw hills, I would find it very challenging to get up and down the hills.
And if your parents really loved you, that's the neighborhoods they would have dropped you off in. We'll be back in 2 hours.
2 hours of cardio.
Right. Earn that candy, Anna Zapp. Earn it.
It's like a Stairmaster when you go to that neighborhood.
And Ann Raven, what time does trick-or-treating start?
I think I would put, for the little kids, 5:30, between 5:30 and 6, and for the teenagers, between 7 and 8.
Between 7 and 8, do you also up your haunted house game around your house then at that point, right? Because, I mean, little kids, you just want to give them like a little, you know, you want to give them a jolt, all right? Teenagers... Mm-hmm. You actually want to put the fear of God in them.
See, that's the problem I had last year, because last year I was so scary that the little kids were scared of me. So then I'm like on my knees. I'm like, no, I'm not scary.
Right.
I'm just pretending.
But you look like a witch.
Oh, no.
Right. So and, they don't believe
like
you at that
there
point.
There was like blood coming out of my
face.
Good.
Right. Yeah. I mean, just get off your knees and walk away, lady, at that point.
Well, you come to my house, you're going to get that.
Uh-huh. But teenagers,
you're willing to
throw things at them.
You kidding me? They're my favorite.
If I've got cut arms hanging around the haunted house, I'm going to be honest with you. I might rip one down and hit them over the head with it a couple times.
That's not
They're
nice.
Foam.
No.
Everybody's going to be all right.
Then you wonder why no one goes to your house for trick-or-treating. There is nothing worse than getting a new pair of heels, and the first time you wear them, they are killing your feet, right?
Beauty is pain, is it not, Anna Zapp?
Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. So when I heard that Queen Elizabeth, the Queen of England, actually had a really helpful hack to break in your new heels.
Well, you were like, wow, I'm compelled, I'm interested, this could be something that could change my life.
Because she's always in heels, and I always wonder, I'm like, that's a lot of time on her feet for an older woman, you know? Here it is.
Have you ever looked at the monarch and wondered, gosh, she's on her feet a lot. I hope that her shoes are comfy. If you are one of those people, don't worry. Hello exclusively revealing that the queen has a special aid to help break in her shoes.
That's in a new book.
The staff member says that they wear the exact same size, so it makes sense.
So she has somebody break in her shoes for her.
Wait a minute. I never even thought of that. That's not a hack. When you have an extra human being that is dedicated to one thing, that's not a hack. That's a career choice.
Yeah. Right.
That's a pension.
Rich. What if that
that's
could
a royal pension.
But I'm like, what if that's someone's, like, that is somebody's job. She just wears her shoes and breaks in her shoes.
That
and
is the craziest thing ever.
I think I have so many pair of heels that I love. I love them, but I never wear them because I think about how much time I'm going to be on my feet and my feet are going to hurt and it's not worth the pain. But what if I hired somebody at a decent
Do you watch pay? The Crown on Netflix? Do you watch
$7?
It? Do you watch The Crown on Netflix?
No.
Well, in the first couple seasons, it deals with the fact that, you know, how the royals stay in power and that type of stuff. And it talks about how out of touch they are from normal people. And I would say if you're calling the fact that you have a person whose life is dedicated to walking around in your shoes.
Breaking them in.
Before you walk in the shoes. Mm-hmm. That is not a hack, and that is evidence that you are completely out of touch in the PR office at the Royal Building.
I have no idea what reality is.
Puff Daddy has a guy that walks around that his sole job is to carry an umbrella over his head.
But understand this, is that Puff Daddy
what am I doing with
wants you to think of him that way. The Royals want you to think as one of them.
Just a common folk.
Yes.
But why wouldn't, I mean, it makes a lot, like if I had somebody that would break in my shoes.
Sean P. Diddy's hacks to staying dry. Hire a dude with an umbrella. He didn't make that announcement yesterday on The View. The Queen did. That's all I'm saying.
I have conveniently brought in these heels that I've had for 2 years that I never wear.
Are those 5-inch?
They are 5-inch heels, platforms.
Okay.
Patent leather, and I love them. And the problem is that they are incredibly painful to wear.
They look stiff.
Yeah, so yes. I am going to give them to producer Christian.
Oh,
what?
And Christian, you are going to wear these for the remainder of the show, and you're going to break them in for me.
Oh.
Right.
How
just like me? The queen.
How far did you say that this woman would walk with these shoes on? I mean, how far would she do that?
A solid mile or two would be fine. Mile.
Good.
Right. Nice. Do you have your 3 feet away.
Pedometer with you? Do you have one of those?
Okay, can you put on my shoes, please?
Do you wear socks with heels?
Well, you can to help break them in.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I hope you do.
Thank God.
Because otherwise, I don't think. What size shoe do you wear?
A 10.5.
Okay, I wear a 7, so that should be close.
I feel like you're going to get, like, there's going to be stretch marks in your shoes.
No, look. But this is genius.
Oh, these don't even go over my feet.
You're going to have to.
God. Listen, have you ever seen a concubine? All right? You don't know what they went through.
Right.
Oh, okay? So I'll get some people in here to tie your feet right now, and we'll get them into those shoes.
My liege?
You are the concubine of my feet.
Oh, I'm really going to hurt my... Ow, ow, ow.
He's going to break those.
How are you gonna... I chipped my tooth on
Have
the
you
microphone.
Never walked in 5-inch stilettos before?
What do you think I do outside of this building?
I mean, I don't know. We don't, like, HR, we don't ask questions like that. All right, well, checking with producer Christian and see how much he's broken in my shoes coming up in a little bit.
What a hack. Great job.
If you missed it earlier this morning, Queen Elizabeth, the Queen of England, said that she had a hack of how she breaks in new heels. She's always on her feet all the time. And I was like, this is awesome. Like, she's just like us. She has to break in those high heels that really hurt.
I think the things that just, you know, the idea of the word hack maybe means something different to the queen than it does here.
I don't think so. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. Here is the queen's hack for breaking in your high heels.
Hello exclusively revealing that the queen has a special aid to help break in her shoes.
That's
in a new book. The staff member says that they wear the exact same size, so it makes sense.
100%. Perfect sense. All
That's not a hack. That is a person that you are employing.
Right.
To break just in your walk shoes. Around in your
shoes.
I mean,
that's not normal.
Doesn't seem like the worst idea I've ever heard, to be honest. Because the best way everyone knows to break in shoes is to wear them. So what's the difference if it's not actually you wearing them, but somebody with the same size and shape feet?
I know that there are jobs for lookalikes for, like, Michael Jackson, Prince, you know, even the president, right? They like a decoy to have it out there, okay? But to think that there's somebody out there that is maybe, you know...
A foot twin.
Right.
The foot twin.
It's a good thing
they've
maybe
seen a surgeon so that they can have the same bunion as the royal queen. I mean, it just, it's amazing to me, honestly. I got to be honest with you.
It's crossed my mind several times that me and Princess Kate have similar hands. So I could understand how there could be somebody out there that has the same feet as the royal queen. So here's what I've done. I've brought in these beautiful patent leather 5-inch platform heels that I have had for literally 3 years. And every single time
I want to
wear them.
Not my favorite color, though. Is that mauve or is that nude?
That's nude. And nude is
not my favorite color. I know it's big right now, but I don't like it.
But if you're wearing a dress that doesn't match, Raven, nobody cares what color shoes they are.
All right.
Stop. All right, so.
I just don't like them.
We've asked producer Christian to wear them throughout the morning to break them in for me because I can never wear them to events because I have to be on my feet the whole time and they really hurt.
And he is paid to assist.
My feet hurt so bad. You're telling me, honestly, honest to God, women walk around in these? Like,
yeah.
This is insane.
I mean,
they have it
don't act like you haven't seen it.
This is so much harder, than anybody could have ever made shoes.
Well, maybe you should be more respectful of women now that you realize that and keep that in mind the rest of your life.
I've always been respectful.
Instead of the disrespectful
Raven.
Type.
You know, it's a weird thing that Christian does.
He's actually really nice to his mom and his girlfriend. It's seen it.
When he stands in the heels, he constantly has his knees bent. I don't really understand why.
It's like ice skating. You know, you don't want to have, oh God, you don't want to have, like, you know, stiff-legged knees. That's how women walk.
It's got a lot of theories for
how big are your feet?
Somebody that's only been wearing them for a couple hours.
10.5.
All right, so I am a size 7, sometimes 7.5. So I feel like that's kind of close enough for a foot twin.
Same thing.
Yeah. I feel like I'm 6'3". This is what it's like to be tall.
Well,
this is great.
Yep. Okay.
A tower over everyone.
I have to tell you, it doesn't look like you're breaking them in that much yet, but
well,
keep
I can't
going.
Totally fit them.
He looks like he's getting better at
my
them.
My feet.
Yeah.
I'm definitely getting better at
them. I hear him complaining, but I see his heart smiling.
Right.
It's don't get any ideas.
It's only a matter of time before you're strutting around here like Beyonce.
Nope. Okay. Oh, no, I'm good. I'm good.
Just don't break those heels. I really like them.
Listen, I'm concerned about not breaking my own body.
Okay. We call it Thank You Note Tuesday.
Oh, I love it.
Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. We have adopted the fifth graders at Roosevelt School in Bridgeport. And, you know, every month we do something fun with them. And what this new class has started doing is they send us thank you notes after we go and meet with them, which is so sweet.
Yeah, it is really nice. But to be honest, sometimes we're busy and you don't get to them right away. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you don't get to them for like a while. And then, so you really made a point of reading these the other day.
Well, here's what I thought. I go, what if there's secret messages in these thank you notes
right.
and then I don't get to them for an extended period of time? Mm-hmm. Like, what if I didn't catch something
happening? A kid's
happening?
Sending you a message or right. something like that. A demon's under my bed.
Right.
Every night, somebody knocks on my window. Like, things that we should really be concerned about as parents or adults.
What it comes down to is I should be reading these immediately because they are the greatest thank you notes I've ever received in my entire life.
God bless you, children, for the gold mine of information and ridiculousness that you hand us.
Here is a few of the thank you notes.
I can't wait.
Thank you for the supplies you gave us, Anna and Raven.
Mm.
The time I heard you on the radio, I started to listen to the radio.
Good.
I used to hate the radio.
Yep.
But now I love it.
Good.
Thank you.
I mean, it seems overall positive.
Right. Right. Look, wow. We're just converting them.
Thank you. It's like, you brought me to this place. Mm-hmm. You sucked me in. And yep. now I like it.
Here's one from Liliana.
It's like any pusher.
I loved meeting y'all.
Good.
Thank you for the highlighter and pencils. You guys seem like pleasant people.
I mean, it's a direct, so nice well compliment.
Right?
I mean, it's a nice passing of information to the next individual. It's mm-hmm. good. If an adult said that about you, you'd feel pretty good about things.
This one's from Aiden. Now, Aiden is a little bit sneaky because he writes, Dear Star 99.9 Anna and Raven.
Yes.
Thank you for coming.
Okay.
I hope we see you forever.
Yes.
But he has drawn a picture.
Forever.
Forever. But he's drawn a picture uh-huh. and then he scribbled it over it. And I held it up to the light because, of course, I thought there was a secret message.
Right.
And there was.
Right.
And it says, your mama's so fat, we call her Godzilla.
Wait.
What?
Wait a minute. What?
It says.
Let me see that.
Look.
Let me see that. Give it to me.
Look. Where he cut, where he went over it in blue. Told you. Your mama's so fat.
Right.
They call her Godzilla.
Godzilla.
Thank you. Thank you.
Are we still teaching kids your mama's so fat?
And
kills?
Then look behind, he says. And then what is this drawing on the back here?
It's the devil.
Oh. Right? Wow.
Listen, Aiden.
Like, wow.
Your mama's so fat when she sits around the house, she sits around the house.
Whatever that poor thing is that's on the back, he's put it in a black latex suit.
Right.
Like, this is scary.
It's my favorite.
Okay. All right. What else do you have?
It was fun having you here. Mm-hmm. I can't wait to see you guys.
Yeah.
Sorry this note is short.
Okay.
All right.
That's
now
okay.
Now we need four sentences in the cards, guys. Four mm-hmm. sentences.
Right.
Well, I just don't have it in me today, teacher.
I've only got three.
I just don't have it in me today.
Dear Anna and Raven, I'm moving, so I'll never see you again. Love, Marquise.
I talked to Marquise multiple times
poor
the other day.
I'm going to miss you.
No, don't be sad. He's moving back to his old neighborhood.
Oh, good.
He's moving back to New Haven. He's
all right.
fine. He's
okay.
all right. When he said it to me, he said it to me so solemn.
Uh-huh.
Like, I was supposed to be so sad. And then I was like, where are you moving to? That's bad. He's like, oh, I'm going back home.
Yeah,
and I was like, well, wait a minute.
But this is the best one you'll hear all day.
Please.
Dear Anna and Raven,
mm-hmm.
I am very grateful that I finally got to meet you guys. As soon as I saw you guys, my heart started pounding out of my chest.
That's so nice.
My brother says you guys are just amateurs, but I don't think so.
What?
Whoa.
Who is her brother?
Them's fighting boys.
Because it's on. All right? I'll see you at the recess. All right?
My brother says
second
you guys
lunch,
are just amateurs, but I don't think so. It doesn't get better than that. It just doesn't.
Oh my God, could you chew any louder?
Did you watch this without me?
Seriously, 6 more inches and it's in the sink.
Why do you do this? You squeeze from the bottom.
What do you want to get for dinner?
Let us solve your problems. Star 99.9, Honda of Westport Couples Court.
Melissa and James. Melissa, I'm going to start with you. What's going on?
We have a 14-year-old. She was invited to a Halloween party on Halloween night, and she let us know that the parents won't be home. I don't love this already. And then she told us that the family's nanny will be home, but she's only 23 years old. So I am sorry. No, it's a co-ed party. Halloween without parents. That is asking for problems. She cannot go.
I can't imagine as a parent giving my permission to my 23-year-old nanny to have a party that I thought was going to be large. I mean, like a small gathering of my kids' friends, that I think I could probably trust. Something larger than that, I think I would definitely call into question.
Is it a big party or does she know?
I'm not really sure. She's 14 years old. The whole thing seems very sketchy. I don't trust it.
Right. You don't care one way or the other. I hear you.
So, James, why are you making a big deal out of this? Like, why would you want her to go if your wife feels so strongly about her not going?
I just think she's overreacting. They're just going to watch some scary movies, you know, answer the door and hand out candy. I don't know. It's not that big of a deal. Just for a couple hours. I think it sounds fun.
No, I mean, probably. I doubt it. They're 14. We don't know these people. We don't know the nanny. I think she should just stay home with her brother like she does every year. She could take him around the neighborhood, go trick-or-treating. Listen, even the invitation was so shady.
All right.
There was an invitation?
It was made on a copier.
It was
handwritten and then copied.
Oh, well, that's a rager invite.
Right, I mean, I could have just done a group text. That actually feels pretty official. James, do you know what goes on at a preteen or a teenage Halloween party?
I mean, I feel like...
No, I don't either. Think... That's what I figured. That's
how bad can it really be? There's going to be somebody there.
What 23-year-old's going to be there? Bad.
Well, it's their nanny. Well, what we do is we ask our audience what they think. They may agree with Melissa. No means no. Just tell her no, and that's the end of it. You don't feel comfortable with her going, especially on a Halloween night. But they may see James' side, too, that if you trust your daughter and you know that she'll make the right decisions, what's the big deal? Plus, there's nothing wrong with possibly just sitting in your car around the corner all night while she does it, because that's right. What I would do like a psychopath. Do you guys both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Great. Give us a call. 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9.
We're in the Honda of Westport Couples Court, and Melissa and James' 14-year-old daughter was invited to a Halloween party. Now, she's admitted the parents aren't going to be home, but the 23-year-old nanny will be home.
Hmm.
Mom says, absolutely not. You're not going to a Halloween party on Halloween and the parents aren't home. Dad says, you are overreacting. It's a big deal. There will be an adult there.
I think the size of the group matters a lot here. And who's this nanny, all right? How good is this nanny at handling situations?
1-800-330-9999. CNN Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on the dad's side because, like, honestly, just let her go. She's going to be with people her age and in her school or, you know, people that she knows. It's not going to be just random adults or college kids.
I would probably let her go, but I would, like you mentioned, Anna, probably keep an eye on it, too. If I wasn't sitting out front of the house or around the corner in my car, I'd definitely do a couple driver walk-bys, no question about it.
Yeah, I mean, they call me a helicopter parent all the time, but I don't care. Like, I just want to make sure she's safe. The kids are safe.
Helicopters are real convenient, man.
Right. No,
I just land wherever I need to. I'll just swoop overhead.
No one ever said, get rid of the helicopter.
Right,
you know?
Right. What happens when there's an emergency? Call a helicopter.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9. If your 14-year-old daughter got an invitation that was Xeroxed on a handwritten piece of paper for a Halloween party where you knew the parents were going to be there, but the 23-year-old nanny would be, would you let her go? It's a Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9. Melissa says absolutely not. She's going to stay home with her little brother like she does every single year. Her husband, James, is like, you are overreacting. Let her go with her friends.
At 14 years old, how appealing does it sound like staying home on Halloween with your little brother the same way you've done every other year before? I mean, we as parents like to think, oh, that's so nice and sweet. But when you're a teenager, you want to go hang out with other teenagers.
Especially because you can't take her brother out this year. It's going to be like a monsoon out there.
Right.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Who's side are you on?
I'm on the husband's side. As someone who's been a professional nanny since I was 22 years old, you can handle a bunch of 14-year-olds. If the parents give their phone number to the nanny, it should be fine.
How do you handle a bunch of 14-year-olds? Is it with violence? Is it to be their buddy? What is your technique? I'd like to know.
Have activities planned for them.
Oh, games.
And play games. Keep them in interacting with each other, and then you don't have to worry about them running off in the closet and making out.
That's probably better, than violence, like Raven suggested. I think that would actually be much more constructive.
I mean, not necessarily violence, but the threat of violence.
Mm-hmm. Anna and Raven, whose side are you on this morning?
I'm on the mom's side. I have a 14-year-old son, a 17-year-old, and a 6-year-old daughter, but I would never allow my 14-year-old to go to a party without parents there with a 23-year-old nanny.
Is your 14-year-old crazy?
he's a 14-year-old boy.
Yes. Yes.
So, there's no parents there. So yes. There tends to be things that happen that are sort of
crazy.
Weird things that just happen.
Right. Yeah.
No way.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
I'm on a dad's side because, you know what, I have 3 children. And honestly, if she's really that nervous, so talk to the mom, talk to the babysitter. Let her live. She's 14 years old. Let her have a little fun. It's Halloween.
You know, I do think there is something to be said about the fact that you don't want to exclude your kid from everything. I mean, if all the other kids in the neighborhood, it's not a good enough reason to send them just because all the other kids in the neighborhood are going. But it's not enough reason not to send them either, right?
Yeah, you got to just put, like, time restraints on it and be really strict about pickup and when it's going to end.
And trust is important.
Yep.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
James, our audience agreed with you. Melissa, if your daughter is responsible and she really wants to go, there's really nothing wrong with letting her go. You just have to set parameters and pick her up and know what she's doing throughout the party.
Yeah. Great. Well, I hope you're prepared to take our son trick-or-treating because now I am going to be that mom parked outside across the house watching her all night.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Good set of binoculars and a large shrub in the neighbor's yard.
Maybe I'll have to knock on the door 5 times and get some candy. Maybe I'll need a snack.
Oh, okay.
Well, have a very happy Halloween. And if anybody else has an issue, you can send an email to couplescora@star999.com.
You already know TMZ breaking news before it breaks.
I'm just going to come out and say it. I'm ready to take on the Catalina wine mixer.
Spend hours a day stalking your favorite celebs on Twitter.
My t-shirt's stuck to my sweater, isn't it?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Answer questions with obscure movie quotes.
Are you asking me for a divorce?
Yeah!
It's time to use that useless knowledge and play Can't Beat Raven. Powered by Scapp Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Star 99.9.
Mike, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Hey, Raven, scram.
Good luck, Mike.
All right, Mike, here's how it works. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You answer them as quickly as you can. I'll invite Raven back in and ask him the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. But if you could beat him, I give you a $100 gift card to Little Pub. He's in the hallway. He can't hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. Are you ready?
I'm ready. I'll do my best.
Okay, number 1, Popeyes announced the return date of the chicken sandwich. They took a dig at this famous chicken chain that is closed on Sundays.
Popeyes.
What? Number 2, Toys R Us has announced a holiday revival with this former rival retailer that has a dog as their mascot.
Walmart.
Number 3, Taylor Swift joined The Voice as Knockout's mega mentor. Taylor Swift grew up on a farm that grew these.
Corn.
Number 4, Ashley Graham wore a Jessica Rabbit costume to Demi Lovato's Halloween party. What movie did Jessica Rabbit appear?
Oh, I know this. The one with the white rabbit.
Thank you, Mike. This has been incredible. Number 5, Arnold Schwarzenegger said he would love to do a movie with his son-in-law. This actor married his daughter, Catherine. Who is he?
Tom Cruise.
Good. Great. Raven, come on in.
Yo.
I don't know.
What happened?
Mike didn't get a single one right.
Oh, geez, Mike. I mean, you seemed awfully confident. What happened?
Football. I have no idea what happened. I think I hit my head while I was sleeping or something.
All right, let's play. Here we go.
All right. Number 1, Popeyes announced the return date of the chicken sandwich.
You seem so sad, like you want to start over.
I mean, what? Not one? Popeyes announced the return date of the chicken sandwich and took a dig at this famous chicken chain that is closed on Sundays.
Closed on Sundays, Chick-fil-A.
That's right. So Popeyes announced, his answer was Popeyes. So, good.
Oh.
Yeah. So,
sorry.
November 3rd is National Chicken Sandwich Day, and that is actually when they're going to bring it back, which is a Sunday. Chick-fil-A closed on Sundays, purposely done as a boom right in your face.
I'm excited.
Okay, number 2, Toys R Us has announced a holiday revival with this former rival retailer that has a dog as their mascot.
Dog mascot is Target.
That is correct. Yeah, you'll be able to buy Toys R Us toys, and there'll be a section in the Targets.
That's weird.
It is. Number 3, like Target has toys. I don't.
Yeah, it's like a boutique thing inside, whatever. Yeah. It sounds
Number
like
3,
it's going to be more expensive in that aisle.
Taylor Swift joined The Voice as a Knockout mega mentor.
I know.
Taylor Swift grew up on a farm that grew these.
Grew these, huh? You said. I'm going to say apples.
No. She grew up on a Christmas tree farm.
Yeah.
That one I knew you wouldn't know.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I mean, does anybody know that?
Yeah. Real Swifties know that.
Okay.
Number four, Ashley Graham wore a Jessica Rabbit costume to Demi Lovato's Halloween party. What movie did Jessica Rabbit appear?
Seems like a good fit. Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
That's right. And number five, Arnold Schwarzenegger said he would love to do a movie with his son-in-law. This actor married his daughter, Catherine. Who is he?
Chris Pratt. He had a lot of nice things to say about him.
Mike, Raven beat you 4-0 this morning because you didn't get any right. I'm sorry.
I apologize. I'm Mike from Derby, and I can't beat Raven either.
All right. Well, thank you for trying. We appreciate it.
Better luck next time.
Another shot for you to get the cheat sheet. The first two answers to tomorrow's five pop culture questions coming up at 5:30 this afternoon with Kevin Begley. Clearly, Mike did not have that.
Good stories, good thoughts, good news. In a world filled with negativity, it's time to tell Anna and Raven something good. Tell me something good. Powered by Walnut Hill Community Church.
This has actually happened to me on two different occasions with two very different outcomes. Traffic was at a standstill on the Merritt Parkway Sunday afternoon. A tree had fallen over and it knocked out both lanes of traffic going south, right?
You mean they weren't just doing tree cutting at the most inconvenient time ever humanly possible? Because I'm pretty sure that's what the Merritt was invented for. Right.
Yeah, no. So if you've ever seen this happen, when a tree falls like on the Merritt Parkway, it stings.
Well, you can't go nowhere.
There's nothing you can do.
Right.
But a whole,
missed that tree for all the tree cutting. Excuse me.
A bunch of stranded drivers got out of their cars and they went out. And the video of doing that, it's one of those things where you see everybody get together and they're all working together. They're all going under the tree and they're moving it together. And it's one of those things like, teamwork, you guys did it. It's good.
I mean, I get it. It's good. And traffic started moving again.
Yeah. But and everybody got to go home.
But let's not oversell this here, all right? Mm-hmm. They're not out there forming a human chain trying to get a guy back from a riptide, all right? They're out there moving a tree because they're too impatient to wait for DOT to come up behind them to cut that tree to get it out of the way. So nobody did CPR. That's all I'm saying is CPR signifies to me hero.
Well, listen, this is a hero to me. These 15 people, like, there's 15
well,
of them.
If you're 10 cars back, they're definitely a hero.
Well, definitely. So this happened to me a couple of years ago during a snowstorm. My husband and I were on the Merritt Parkway, and a tree fell down. And, I mean, I didn't get out of the car. I stayed in the car.
Right, you watched the heroes.
But I watched my husband fall. I was like, good job, guys!
It was the sexiest he had been all year.
Yeah, he got out with a bunch of different people in the car, and they took off a tree. But a second time, so here's what happened. I was on the back roads in Ridgefield, and it was during an ice storm last year.
Oh, that's a dangerous time to get out of your car.
Oh, man. And Ridgefield is no
joke. You
got
to be careful.
No
There's a
joke.
Lot of zigzagging roads.
Right. It was really windy, and a tree had fallen. So I was scared because I was the only person on this road, but I needed to move the tree. And it wasn't so big that I couldn't do it by myself.
Did you ram it with your Jeep?
No. I got out of the car, and I was nervous because I had Hayden, my 10-year-old, was in the car, and I left her in there, and I ran out.
You told her to drive.
So I just pushed it a little bit so I could go around it, and then the person behind me yelled at me.
Wait a minute. You pushed the tree, or you pushed it with your car?
No, I got out of the car and did it.
Why'd they yell at you?
Because they said I didn't push it enough out of the way. I only pushed it so you could go around, and they wanted me to move it completely. I'm like, it's an ice storm.
You know what? They should have hopped out of the car to back you up.
Right. So I was like, gave them a look. I'm like, I'm doing the best I can.
Right.
I got a kid in the car.
It's some lumberjack, right? And he's in his smart car, but he just won't get out to help.
Yeah. Well, I think they're heroes. I think anybody that puts themselves in front of a tree on the Merritt Parkway.
They didn't put themselves in front of the tree.
They moved the tree. Thank you for letting people get home on Sunday afternoon.